I find this very weird.
Because
although we have 25 kids, we have a lot that are actually sick. They're sick or they're little tiny babies. So our loud children are not here. So anyway, today we have to, that means that you guys have to really practice your memory. Okay, we're continuing our series on Fruit of the Spirit. And we actually have 4 more weeks left. Okay, so we have to, what was the, don't look up at the screen. What was the first Fruit of the Spirit?
Love.
Good. Does anybody remember what's the thing that was love? So goodness we're going to do is different.
It's going to
be a little bit of a stress. So goodness is the sixth one. Right. Goodness has to do with the goodness of God being inside of you. And it's how you behave because that goodness is inside of you. For some people, it's a hard word. It means kind of moral excellence. Acting very good. So sometimes when you guys are at school and your friends do something very bad, does anybody ever do anything? Have any of your friends do something bad? It's inside, no matter what they do. You don't do what they do. You don't do it back. I know for me, that's sometimes very hard. So what I want you to think about is think about the inside of a fruit. That's kind of the core or the inside of this
thing.
So when we think of goodness,
you
don't need a peach and it kind of looks like a
nut.
Seed. You think of goodness, think of seed inside of the fruit. Okay, let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you that you, as Christians, your goodness lives inside of us. And you start making being good that much more easy. We pray that you protect each and every one of these children. That your hand would be on them. And that you bless them in everything that they do. In your name we pray.
Amen.
We are going to have the children stay here. There's only 4 of that.
I've talked
to each parent. And so they'll stay today. I'll give them extra coloring and I'll get them.
ですから、カラーリングしましたら、本当に今日はイリカさんが上に行っているので、今日は、ショーンさんもインスピレーションで、今日はなしで、今日は上には行かずということです。 しょう。
はい。Thank you,
ありがとうございます。ヘレンさん、各ヘレンさんに対して、継承の時を持つことができました。
Last week, Helen Clark came and gave a message in the morning and also a special workshop on active listening in the afternoon.
皆さん学んだことがあるかなと思うんですけども。
Many people came and did you learn anything?
私たち本当に聞くことが、なかなか、難しいなということを思い出されています。
Many of us are bad at listening, and I was reminded of that last
week. 朝の礼拝の時には、私たち本当に神様の前に心を沈めて、もう委ねて、頭の自分の回転を止めて、心を探ってもらうことが大切かもしれません。
In the morning, when we worship, it's so important to try to stop the busyness and the constant moving of our brain so that we can just focus on God and what He's saying to us.
昼食何しようとか頭ばっかり動いてるのそれを止めなきゃいけなかった。
So our brain works so quickly and we might be thinking, oh, what do I have to do for lunch today? Or what do I have to do later after I go home? And just constantly moving, we have to stop that movement if we're going to listen to God.
私たちは本当に神様に心を探っていただいて、そしてそこに触れていただいて癒される。
So as we seek God, God will draw us close to Him.
で、先々週私は、父の心ということで、応答息子のたたえのところを読みました。
Two weeks ago, when I shared about the prodigal son, and I shared about the heart of the father.
ね、その時にですね、お兄さんの方を特に意識して読んだんですけども、お兄さんはお父さんともいるんだ、共にいますけれども、お父さんの心は分からなかったんですね。
We talked about a lot of things. One was about the older brother. And even though the older brother stayed near the father, he didn't understand the father's heart.
お父さんの慈悲深さ、愛が分からなかったんですね。哀れみが分からなかったんですね。
He didn't know the father's mercy.
私たち常識を超えるものですから、それほどの愛を私たちは体験することもないので、理解できなかったんですね。
The love of God is so far above anything that we can imagine. So the older brother also has this gap between.
もう一度今日は皆さんともに同じ聖書の箇所ですけども読んでいきたいと思います。
I would like to read the same passage with you today.
またイエスは言われた。ある人に息子が二人いた。弟の方が父親に、お父さん、私がいただくことになっている財産の分け前をくださいと言った。それで父親は財産を二人に分けてやった。何日も経たないうちに下の息子は全部を金に変えて遠い国に旅立ち、そこで放蕩の限りを尽くして財産を無駄遣いしてしまった。何もかも使い果たしたとき、その地方にひどい飢饉が起こって、彼は食べるにも困り始めた。
Luke chapter 15 from verse 11. Then Jesus said, There was a man who had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the share of the property that belongs to me. So he divided his property between them. A few days later, the younger son gathered all he had and traveled. Sorry, there was something blocking it. Few days later, the younger son gathered all he had and traveled to a distant country. And there, he squandered his property to dissolute living. When he had spent everything, a severe famine took place throughout that country, and he began to be in need.
それでその地方に住むある人のところに寄せたところ、その人は彼を畑にやって豚の世話をさせた。彼は豚の食べる稲子豆を食べてでも腹を満たしたかったが、食べ物をくれる人は誰もいなかった。そこで彼は我に返っていった。父のところではあんなに大勢の雇う人にあり余るほどのパンがあるのに、私はここで飢え死にしそうだ。ここを立ち父のところに行ってみよう。お父さん、私は天に対してもまたお父さんに対しても罪を犯しました。もう息子と呼ばれる資格はありません。雇い人の一人にしてください。
Hello, can you speak in there? Would you mind reading the English?
So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country who sent him to his field to feed the pigs. He would gladly have filled himself with the pods that the pigs were eating, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, How many of my father's hired hands have bread enough and to spare? And here I am dying of hunger.I will get up and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me like one of your hired hands.
そして彼はそこを立ち、父親のもとに行った。ところがまだ遠く離れていたのに、父親は息子を見つけて哀れに思い、走り寄って首を抱き、接吻して、息子は言った、お父さん、私は天に対しても、またお父さんに対しても罪を犯しました。もう息子と呼ばれる資格はありません。しかし父親はしもべたちに言った。急いで一番良い服を持ってきてこの子に着せ、手には指輪をはめてやり、足に履物を履かせなさい。それから声の子を連れてきて放りなさい。食べて祝おう。この息子は死んでいたのに生き返り、亡くなっていたのに見つかったからだ。そして祝宴を始めた。
Andy, would you mind reading the English? Can you see from there?
No,
okay. Kathy, can you see? I can see, but...
So he set off and went to his father. But while he was still far off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion. He ran and put his arms around him and kissed him. Then the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his slave, Quickly, bring out a robe, the best one, and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet.And get the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to celebrate.
はい、本当ですね。はい。ところで兄の方は畑にいたが、家の近くに来ると音楽や踊りのざわめきが聞こえてきた。そこでしもべの一人に呼んで、これは一体何事かと尋ねた。しもべは言った。弟さんが帰ってこられました。無事な姿で迎えたというので、父上が肥えた黒鳥を放られたんです。兄は怒って家に入ろうともせずに父上は出てきて眺めた。
Now his elder son was in the field, and when he came and approached the house, he heard music and dancing. He called one of the slaves and asked what was going on. He replied, Your brother has come home, and your father has killed the fatted calf because he has gotten back safe and soundThen he became angry and refused to go in. His father came out and began to plead with him.
しかし兄は父親に言った。この通り、私は何年もお父さんに仕えています。言いつけに背いたことは一度もありません。それなのに私が友達と宴会するために小ヤギ1匹すら触れなかったじゃありませんか。ところがあなたのあの息子が娼婦殿と一緒にあなたの心情を食いつぶして帰ってくると、肥えた子牛を放っておやりになる。ちょっと父親が言った。これをお前はいつも私と一緒にいる。私のものは全部お前のものだ。だがお前のあの弟は死んでいたのに使えた。亡くなっていたのに使ったのだ。祝宴を開いて楽しみ、喜ぶのは当たり前ではないか。
But he answered his father, Listen, for all these years I have been working like a slave for you, and I have never disobeyed your commands. Yet you have never given me even a young goat so that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came back, who has devoured your property with prostitutes, you killed the fatted calf for him? Then the father said to him, Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. But we had to celebrate and rejoice, because this brother of yours was dead and has come to life. He was lost and has been found. Praise the Lord that the younger brother came home. Praise the Lord that the father was there to welcome him.
この家族ね、ちょっとお母さんが出てこないので、お母さんがどういう態度だったかちょっと見えないんですけども。
There's no mother in this story. Did you ever notice that?、ね、so we don't really know what she、ね、might have been thinking.、
まあ、お父さんがいて、お兄さん、弟さんがいましたね。
So the three characters in the story are basically the father, the older son, and the younger son.
で、まあ、お兄さんは真面目そうだっていうのをこの先週考えました。
Two weeks ago when we talked about how the older son was rather serious, that was his personality.
弟の方は結構いろんなことをクリエイティブに自分のことを起こしたいっていうこと
で、ね、Maybe the younger son was more creative type who had many things in front of him that he thought about he wanted to do.
多分お家はとても豊かで、まあ、雇い人がいっぱいっていうのと金持ちの 家だったようですね。
From the story we can tell that this family was a very rich family. They had slaves and a lot of property and resources.
でもお父さんはお兄さんにヤギ一匹あげなかったってことは、あんまりお兄さん、お父さんケチではないんですけど、あんまりこうですね、なんていうのかな、まあ子供たちを甘やかさないような人だったかもしれません。
But perhaps the father was His personality was the type of father who didn't try to spoil his children. And it says that actively and deciding, he never actually gave the son a fatted calf. So maybe the father was a bit strict.
ですから弟はですね、結構、まあ、厳しいお父さんと真面目なお兄さんに囲まれて、もう家だと行き詰まったのかもしれないですよ。
So maybe if we think about the younger son, the father is strict, the older brother is so serious, so maybe the younger son, if his personality was kind of feeling choked,
まだある時にもうちょっと、財産もらってちょっと息抜きしたらいいと思ったのかもしれない。
Maybe he felt like, I gotta get out of here.Give me my share of the inheritance, and I got to get out of this place.
ね、で自分の思いです。このお金をもらって、もうね、まあベンチャービジネスで起業しようとか言って、とにかくお金を返して遠くに行ったんですよね。
There were a couple of words that I don't understand what he said, but the gist of it is he got what was coming to him, and he ran.
ね、ね、でできれば遠いところに行っちゃうんですよ。もう家家とかお兄さん。お父さんとお兄さん関係ない。遠いところに行ったね。自由。
From the story, we can tell that he went far away. He went as far away as he could to be free from his father.
自分のしたいこともお金もあるしたいこともやった。
I want to do what I can, whatever I want. I have the money to do it. Yay!
一生懸命ね、まあ起業したのかアベンチャーやったのかわかんないけど、本当に。面白く楽しくお金をいっぱい費やしたんですね。
We don't really know specifically what he did with the money. Maybe he really sinned with the money, but anyway, we know that he spent it and he enjoyed it.
多分、ね、お家にいたらお父さんお兄さんいるから、ね、どっか飲みに行こうとか、なんとかキャプレーバーでいろんなクラブに行こうかとは言えなかったけど、行ったらもう自由だから今までしたことないこと、あれもこれもやってみようと思った。
Maybe when he was under his father's roof, he couldn't very well say, oh, I want to go out drinking, or I'm going to go to a cabaret tonight. But so when he was away from them, he was just free.
でもですね、まあ、不運だったのかよくわかりませんけれども、そこで飢饉が起こっちゃうんですね。ファミリー
We don't really know exactly the details, but we know that while he was far away from his home, there was a famine in the land.
ですからお金ももうなくなって使い尽くそうになって経済が破綻したんですよね。
So right when he used up all of his inheritance, it was a time that he probably couldn't work and with an economically difficult time.
ですからですね、まあもう仕方なしに自己破産をしてしまいます。
So he probably felt completely broken at that time.
ね、あまり友達は助けてくれません。今までいっぱいね、一緒に遊びに行こうって言った仲間はあんまり助けてくれないんですよ。
So,
もう頼りにならない。
before the famine, he was probably very generous and using his own inheritance for his friends. But now, when he was in trouble, no one stepped up to help him.
一緒に原宿行かない、大会場行かない、六本木銀座行かないって言って、あ、行こう行こうって言って、怒られなくなったら、もう何も振り向いてくれないんですよ。
So,maybe it's before the famine that you're talking about. So before the famine, maybe it would have been similar to if one of us said, oh, let's go to the Ginza, or let's go to Roppongi Hills, or let's go out, you know, for this exciting time. And even though he was inviting his friends and probably treating his friends in that way, now that he has no money, he's all alone. But there was one person who said, okay, I'll employ you. And that person was a person who owned pigs. Anybody ever owned pigs? The younger son was a Jewish man, and the Jews were not supposed to, they weren't only supposed to not eat pigs, they weren't supposed to go near pigs at all.
豚にね、あのユダヤの人に豚に近づかないとですね。豚は切れ好きですよ、知ってますか？豚は切れ好きです、本当は。I'm sorry, 今度出ていただきます。豚 like, pigs like, pigs are not dirty, they like to be clean.
Their education is very good. I have also taken care of pigs. Do it even as a pet.
それで、あ、それで、でも、もう豚飼い主さん、豚に飼いに行って、お腹空いちゃって、もう豚の食べ物も食べたくなっちゃったんですね。
But if we read the story, not only is the son, this Jewish young man,with the pigs, taking care of the pigs, he's actually become so hungry that he starts to eat the pig's food.
日本だと、まあ、残飯とかいろいろ分けるんですけど、その豚の食べ物を見ながらですね、あ、これ食べたいなって思ったことありませんか？
So, just try to use your imaginations if you don't have experience. The pig's food. IfYou were with them and you were giving the pigs their food, would you want to eat that leftover garbage food?
そうでしょう。
What do you think?
勘弁って感じで、いや、それはできないと思いますね、自分は。
The answer is probably pretty clear, at least for me. I would not want to eat that.
ですから、お金もない、友達もない、食べ物もない、この弟たちは最悪な状況です。
So we have to understand that the younger son's situation is absolutely, he has hit bottom. He doesn't have money, he doesn't have friends, and he doesn't have food.
ね、最初、裕福なお父さんのところで、かわいいかわいいって育って何もしなかったのに、もう本当に、もう想像もつかなかった、ね、最悪な状況に彼は行ってしまいます。
So,Remember, he came from a very wealthy family where all of his needs were provided, and now he's at rock bottom.
残念ながら、ね、あの奥さんもいなかったんですね。ね、ですから。
Too bad he didn't have a wife either.
ですからね、受け入れてる人はいませんでした。
There was no one who would take care of him, take him in, receive him.
皆さんは本当に最悪の時に誰に心を向け、誰の方に行きますか？誰に最悪の時に帰っていきますか？
If you hit rock bottom, have you ever been in a place like that? Who did you or who would you turn to in that type of situation?
ダメだ、もうって言った時に私たちは誰にところに行きますか？
If you're just, you feel like you can't go on, things are so bad, who would you turn to?
それは、なんでその人のところに行くんでしょうか？
Why would you go to that person?
この時にこの弟はお父さんの元に帰ろうと思います。
At this time, when the younger brother was at his lowest point, he remembered his father and decided to go back to his father.
で、この今日読んだ聖書の箇所、面白いのは、私は天に対してもお父さんに対しても罪を犯しましたっていうんです。
And the interesting part of this story is that he starts to rehearse what he's going to say, and he says, "Father, I have sinned against you and against."
彼の罪は何だったでしょう、人が。
So what were his sins?
人は殺してませんよね。
He didn't kill anyone. At least he didn't seem like it.
で、ユダはその豚の食べ物をもう食べてませんよね。
He didn't eat the pig's food.
何が彼は自分が罪を犯したと思ったんでしょうか。
So what did he feel like his sins were?
一つは。お父さんとの関係を断ち切ったことですね。
One huge thing is that he cut his relationship with his father.
そして自分勝手に生きたことなんですね。
And he lived in a really selfish way after that.
本当にそれが自分勝手に自分の思うままに生きたことは彼が罪だと思ったんです。
So he viewed that living selfishly, living all for himself, was his sin.
息子の特権プリビレッジ。を本当に、まあ、無視したというか投げ捨ててしまったこと本当に罪だと思ったんです。
So he believed that his sin was ignoring the privilege that he had of being his father's son.
ですから彼は本当に自分が罪を犯しましたって、まあ、完全後悔みたいな本当に完全にイールディングな感じですね。
So he really comes to a point where he completely surrenders to God when he admits and faces his own sin.
私たちが謝るときにですね、結構理由を考えるんですね。
When we apologize, often we think of excuses.
運悪く飢饉とか起きちゃって、ちょっと経済が悪くたまたま本当に悪自分これ全然悪くなかったんです。ちょっと運が悪かった。
So when we apologize, often we make excuses and blame other people. And when we kind of do the math and look at the situation in our hearts, even though we're apologizing, we're feeling like it wasn't really that I owe this person something. It was the circumstance.
Yeah.まあ、自分のことを、まあ、他の人を持ち込んで一生懸命ね、持って、ね、誰々さんもやってたからとか、私だけじゃないからとか、一生懸命言ってね、
so、
みんな悪いんだよとか言ってね。
So we really try to pull other people down or to blame somebody else or to, you know, to protect ourselves and defend ourselves.
でも彼はここでは言い訳じゃない。本当に私は罪を犯しましたという完全に神様に打たれる状況ですね。
Younger son, he completely yields and surrenders the situation to God, and he just says, "I have sinned against you, Father, and against God."
He
doesn't think about other reasons and excuses.
So, his brother.心配しながらトボトボと家に向かって歩いてくるわけです。
And as he's thinking these things, he starts to walk back home.
もう多分元気にこんな感じじゃなくて心配しながら多分歩いてきたと思います。
And if you think about how his heart was, he probably wasn't kind of skipping along happily going home. He was going home with a very heavy heart.
で、お父さんはその息子はこう見えたっていうんですね。
And in the story, we're told that the father saw his son coming from far off.
お父さんもいろんな反応の仕方が考えられますね。
And we can think of various responses that the father could have chosen.
結構厳しいお父さんだってあるわけですから。
And probably he was rather a strict father, and so.
ねえ、お前は勝手に家を出てったんだから、もう。帰ってくるなっていうこともできたかもしれません。
So, there is a possibility that he just could have said to the son, "You selfishly took the inheritance and just left. So don't come back. You're not welcome here."
日本的な言い方だと、二度とうちの敷居をまたるな。
So if you say it in a Japanese way, don't ever step over this threshold again.
英語だとそういうことですね。はい。はい。でも、ね、お父さんとしてみれば本当に財産を分け与えたんだから